Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, family, greetings, greetings, greetings. Grand Rising to all. Grand Rising, good morning. Namaste, Ashe, all of that. Oh, how do you guys feel this morning? I hope you are feeling great. This is a great day, guys. Happy Friday. We are so excited here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We've been introducing two hosts this week. You know what I mean? Last night was great. Last night was Goddess Keys to Understanding, you know, introducing Keisha Jeffrey. She is amazing, guys. She did so wonderful on her first segment. Oh, my God. And tonight we have Cedric D. Sanders. Cedric is not a stranger to Enhancing Awareness Radio, for he and I actually do these morning segments together. We've done a few. And, yeah, he may even come on today. Who knows? I'm about to tag him right now. But, yeah, guys, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening online, you know, whatever have you. But today I actually switched it up a bit, you know what I mean, because, you know, if you guys been paying attention, you know, for all of my segments, you know what I mean, I have been doing I called it Grand Rising Motivation with Haru the Oracle. But, you know, I just got an epiphany this morning to, like, call it a motivational classroom, you know what I mean, with Haru the Oracle, because that is exactly what I'm doing, right? Because not only am I giving you more morning motivation, I'm opening kind of like a classroom segment, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what I'm changing it to, right? So, yeah, this is now motivational classroom with Haru the Oracle. Now, the topic is going to be how to stop repressing your feelings now. Now, this is a great one, because here's what I've been saying, is that a lot of y'all are dealing with a lot of repressed emotion, and a lot of us are not really knowing how to channel those emotions. You know, we channel that in anger, we channel that in sadness, we channel it in grief, but it's kind of like we're like either here or there. You know what I'm saying? We're at both, either extreme, you know, whether we too fucking imbalanced in light, because you can be imbalanced in light, okay? Or we too, you know, we're too low, you know what I mean? So we, you know, have to find a medium. I mean, we just have to, you know what I mean? Well, you don't have to. Let me say that. You don't have to. But, you know, if you want to stop suffering, you may want to, right? So, so yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Hold on, guys. I am going to put this out so I can have my brother call in if he wants to. Yeah. So, again, thanks, everybody. Lisa, Connie, Jai, Sylvie, Tiki, you know, Eli, Dwight, Keisha, Sergio. Who else am I forgetting? I'm forgetting somebody. Candice, Sasha. Dr. Kaba, you know, thank all of the Enhancing Awareness hosts. You know what I mean? You guys are just amazing. Gabby, Tiki's co-host, you know what I mean? And Garrick Van, you know what I'm saying? Lisa and Garrick Van, guys, thank you for all that you do, you know, on the platform, you know, collectively. It's so divine how everything just collectively came together. So I just want to take that time out to shout out to the Enhancing Awareness team, guys. We are doing amazing. We're doing immaculate. You know what I mean? And it seems like it just happened overnight. But we just collectively knew that it was a bigger vision, you know what I mean, for the world, right? So, yeah, man. Thank you. I just had to give gratitude to our team. But, yeah, guys, going back to the topic of today, you know, repressing your emotions. Now, not just repressing your emotions, but a lot of us do repress our emotions. So how to stop repressing our feelings? You know what I mean? We have to get in tune with our feelings, guys. There is no, you know, I was just telling somebody this morning, you know, a lot of people are like, I cannot deal, you know. And I personally, too, was one of those people, you know what I mean, where, like, I couldn't deal. You know, I would just shut some shit off and shut some shit down and just not deal with it. You know, I'll turn to drugs, I'll turn to alcohol, you know what I mean, and, you know, years back, you know what I'm saying, I just now started to, you know, fly on a straight and narrow, right? So, where is the YouTube lecture? Okay, so, yeah, You know what I mean? It's a process, guys. You know, it takes a long process. But one thing, what I done was I said, you know what? This year for me, I think it was like 2016. And I said, this year for me is going to be the year of emotions, you know, because I kept getting into these relationships. And, you know, I realized that I was just not feeling. I just chose not to feel. I was numb, but it was still a lot of hurt. It was still a lot of pain. It was still a lot of that shit that I did not want to deal with. Right? Because, see, guys, at the end of the day, your outer projections is always a reflection of what's going on within you. You know what I mean? Please don't underestimate that. That is a hard pill to swallow. And, you know, some people be like, okay, how can all this shit that, you know, people are doing to me, you know, that victim shit, you know what I mean? But no, you know what I'm saying, baby? Your outer reality is a reflection of you, boo. Okay? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what y'all say. At the end of the day, it is a reflection of you, boo. Okay? So that is the hard pill that you have to swallow first. Now, once you begin to swallow that one, you know what I mean, then you're able to do your shadow work, right? And when you get deep and rooted in your shit, I promise you guys, your outer reality will change. Anybody that has went through this should know. You know what I'm saying? They know. They can tell you. I'm a living witness. You know, some of the amazing, magical shit that happens to me now in my life, you know, sometimes I'm just overwhelmed with, you know, I'm so grateful, you know what I mean? Because, like, all of the shit that I doubted, because I didn't even believe that shit. I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, whatever. But I just kept doing it. You know, the secret is don't give up. Just keep going. Look, I'm going to give y'all the whole lecture without going into the YouTube. But the secret is to keep going. You know, this is my version of it. You know, but Ralph Smart is a YouTube clip that I pulled, and he's going to give you his version of it. But we got to do the work, y'all. I cannot stress to you how much that we have to do our own work. Now, here's what I love about Ralph and myself is because, you know, I do oracle readings, I do tarot readings, and I do spiritual constellations. You know, I do dream decodes, and I do all of that. You can email me directly at assistance services by Haru at gmail.com. I don't have my website there, but just email me. Let me know that you're interested in a reading. I'll send you my website. I'll send you more information about, you know, what all that I do, you know what I mean? But you know what? Let me put my Facebook business page because that's actually up and running. So I can use that. But yeah, guys, you know, it's just very important that you, you know, do the work. And once you start to do your work and start to get in tune, you know, I always tell people, go back to childhood. You know what I'm saying? Go back to age 5 and just revisit that time, you know what I mean? And just to see if there are some things that need to be healed. You know, start from age 5 and just work your way up. You know what I mean? Just baby steps, right? So, yeah, just always, always, always be willing to go within because your outer reality is going to determine your, you know, what's going on within you, all right? So we are going to go ahead and jump right into the classroom lecture that I chose today, and I hope you guys like it. You guys that have been listening already know about Ralph Smart. I'm going to come back and do my takeaways, you know, and I hope you guys like the top of the song, you know, because with each tier, there are lessons. You know, that's Mary J. Blige, and the song is called Each Tier. And, yeah, man, that song just came to me, and I shared it with one of our admins, and she loved it as well. And I was like, I got to play this morning. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get into the lecture. Again, this is How to Stop Repressing Your Feelings Now. And this is by Ralph Smart. Ralph Smart's YouTube page is going to be Infinite Waters. Yeah, so make sure you check him out as well. Ralph has amazing, amazing stuff on his channel, guys. So y'all guys would love, like, I live by him in my sessions. You know, I reference him a lot. So yeah, guys, enjoy. And how it works is I'll take notes. I'll come back. I'll discuss my notes with you guys, my takeaways, and then I invite you guys to call in. The call-in number is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue, all right? And that is 929-477-3423. and we're going to let the lecture play. The lecture is 27 minutes long, guys. You know what I mean? So, 27 minutes long. I mean, this is some real classroom stuff. You know, I understand you all guys have busy lives and all of that, but this is what I do here. You know what I'm saying? I do a morning motivational classroom because we need that interaction. When it comes to the healing and growth, we need interaction. We need, you know, feedback. We need, you know, all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's more to it than just hearing a lecture. So that's why I do this in this classroom setting. Okay? All right. So how to start repressing your emotion, your feelings now. Yeah, feelings, emotions, all that, right? All right, guys. There will be a song after the YouTube clip, and then I'll be back to recap, and hopefully I have some callers. All right. Peace and love.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. We are out here in nature. We got the birds out. Shout out to all the deep divers, people who have been diving deep for years. Happy holidays. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. How to stop repressing your feelings now? Is that you out there? Always repressing feelings. So there is repression and there is suppression. Suppression is when you are consciously doing it. Let's just say you're angry, but you're like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. It's okay to be angry, right? That's suppression. Repression is, these are feelings you are not even aware of, right? That you have buried, and we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? We got a lot to talk about. So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. You see, growing up, a lot of us, we go through so many experiences, and throughout our life, we just totally forget that these experiences have actually shaped a bit of who we are. So some are really positive and some are pretty negative. And a lot of the negative experience we have in early childhood, we can't process it consciously a lot of the times. So we just repress it. Right? And then later on in life, it starts to resurface. So, let me share with you some simple steps to stop repressing the hell out of your feelings, right? Let's start with this. I'm going to give you the classic repression cases, right? You have a lot to lose. Is that you out there? Put your hand up. Do you feel like you have so much to lose? That's classic repression right there. Now, what could have happened is that maybe even in your teens, right, in your 20s, who knows, whatever age, right, something happened to you. Maybe you had an experience which was like, okay, I am forming this ego right now. I'm actually a human being. I'm a person. And I can't do that. I have a lot to lose, right? So we actually bury and repress these feelings, right? So I talk about a whole range, a plethora of different information. And I learned that to stop repressing feelings, I had to let go and say, actually, I have to have the mindset like I don't have anything to lose, because really and truly we don't. Once you start talking your heart and mind, people will love you for the real you. Slow motion this side. Right? Something could have happened like you really wanted to talk your heart and mind, and then you were like, actually, I can't do this, right? I have to be one way, right? So realize you don't, right? And the only person really judging you is you. To be honest, I won't judge you. neither will the cat down the road. Let's talk about another step. Another classic case of people who repress their feelings a lot are those who say putting down, right? They don't want to put anyone down. They don't want to let anyone down. Let's say it like that. They don't want to let anyone down, right? Because let's just say maybe in your childhood, you always wanted to get good grades. You didn't want to let anyone down, right? And this is carried in our normal day-to-day life. We still don't want to let anyone down, right? Are you one of those people that keep, like, apologizing for every small thing? And that's fine, because you should be sorry. But a lot of us, we have these repressed feelings because we are trying to be 100% perfect all the time. I'm no saint, right? And it happens a lot of the time. We repress these feelings when we are trying to be super righteous, holier than thou. It might backfire, right? I always say I'm not perfect. I'm work in progress. And that's what's helped me to stop repressing feelings. Say it's okay to be human, right? It's okay to feel emotion. It's okay to feel something, right? And realize you're not putting other people down when you are being yourself. Let's talk about another step. People who are constantly guilty. Is that you out there? You're always guilty for what happened, right? A lot of the times, that's how we start repressing a lot of our feelings, because guilt is something which in itself is a bottled up emotion. Slow motion inside. When you are guilty about something, what happens? You start to get all tense and tight, right? So already that's repression right there, right? A lot of us, we're so guilty about stuff we've done, okay? And we're ashamed, right? When you are ashamed of something, many times you don't want to think about it, right? You don't want to think about it. So we have so many unresolved issues to tackle. And what's helped me is to say, okay, if I'm guilty about something, I've got to be brave enough to take a look at whatever I'm guilty about. I can't keep running away from it, right? So people who are repressed don't want to look back, because they say, let go of the past. No, I'm challenging you today to look at the past, to say, okay, what is it I'm so ashamed about? What is it I'm guilty about? Why am I running away from my past? And that will help stop repressing your feelings today. Let's talk about another step. 7-day vegan challenge. A lot of people stuffing strawberries in their face, in their mouth. You can put them on your face. A lot of people are doing that too. It's the holiday season. I don't blame you, right? What happens when the words you use, right, you're not sure about? Many people are not impeccable with their words, so they are repressing their feelings, because maybe growing up, someone said, do you want to do this? Do you want to go to Whole Foods? And you are like, no. No? You actually meant yes, right? Certain times we confuse yes and no. We say no when we want to say yes, and we say yes when we want to say no, and we say not sure, right, when we want to say actually no. I've realized that when we talk of being clear, crystal clear with your words, I say, I am healthier than ever. Right? That's a clear statement which I'm proud of. I'm proud. I'm a vegan of over 12 years. That's a clear statement I'm proud of. I'm not repressing my feelings right now. I am seeing the difference from when I used to eat a lot of meat and dairy to what I'm eating right now. If you're not sure about what you're eating, and if it's doing any good for you. A lot of the times, this is how repression starts. When you are sometimes very unsure, oh, I don't know if these tomatoes are doing any good for me. I don't know. Do you want to go out? I don't know. Same thing. How many times has someone asked you to do something? Oh, do you want to come for a meal with us? And you're like, I'm not sure. When I started to become very sure of who I was through the foods I was eating, to say, okay, I'm eating a plant-based diet right now and it feels great. I started to become more impeccable, more clear, right, with my words in all areas of my life. So when people phone me and say, Ralph, do you want to go out to Whole Foods? Yes, of course I do. Little example for you. We're talking about accepting yourself. That's another step, right? Once you accept yourself 100%, you are learning to stop repressing your feelings, right? A lot of us, we don't accept ourselves. Therefore we actually repress our feelings. There are no mistakes, right? I will tell you outright that you want to make more mistakes. Many times we don't want to look back. We bury emotions that need to be expressed because we are afraid of what other people think. We are afraid people will judge us. We are afraid of being seen in a certain way. I'm here to tell you today, you don't have to be afraid. I'm here to tell you today that there's a reason why a lot of psychosomatic illnesses happen and arise. Psychosomatic mind-body connection. Because people care so much what everybody thinks of them. Don't worry, that was me along my early journey. I was repressing a lot of feelings. I've got to be this way, right? Are you always trying to fit into this society, this world? That's the problem on the planet, you see. What helped me along my journey was to say, I didn't come here to fit in. I came here to stand out. Slow motion this side. If you are afraid of being a fringe dweller, someone living on the outskirts, someone living on the outskirts of society, chances are you are repressing a lot of feelings. I've always known I've been a bit different from the rest of those other people around, right? I've been different and I've embraced it, right? I have accepted myself and I said to myself, look, I'm not here to live up to your expectations. And then I stopped repressing bottled up emotions, right? Unconsciously. But if you just want to fit in, right? Chances are you are in the process of creating even more repressed feelings. Every single day I do whatever I want and it feels fantastic. Let's talk about another step. Many times you have people, and I counsel so many people, thousands over the years, inspire millions of people. People who are always trying to help other people. Do you know anybody like that? Oh, that's me. Oh my gosh, I'm one of those people, right? Yeah, but I always learn how to take care of myself first because that's what I preach. That's what I say. You've got to fill your own cup. It takes very strong people to go on and inspire other people. You need strength for that. Right, but many times people who repress their feelings a lot are often trying to go outside of themselves at any given opportunity to help other people, to be busy, so they can run away from their unresolved issues they have to face. Slow motion this side. Is that you, always busy with work so you can run away from your own problems? So you can run away from taking a look at your life. That was me along my early journey. Now, I don't work a lot, actually. I have a lot of free time. So that means I have a lot of free time to work on myself and see what I have been repressing and suppressing. And that's helped me to stop repressing feelings, right? Let's talk about another step. Do you know someone who is always on the run, right? They say stuff, They say stuff, they write stuff, they type stuff to you, then they disappear for like a few hours and a few days and a few weeks and a few months, right? Well, some people, they just do a runner, right? They dish out, but they're afraid to face what they have dished out. They can't handle it, but they can dish it out, but they can't handle getting it back sent to them in the post. Is that you today? Always doing the disappearing act? That's a great sign that many times you are repressing your feelings when you are constantly disappearing. Because many times people do that, right? They even have children and then they leave, right? It all boils down to realizing that you have to face whatever it is you are creating, right? And that's what I've had to learn how to apply to my life every single day, right? I've got to take responsibility for where I find myself. I've got to take responsibility for what I'm producing every single day, for who I'm interacting with. I'm not just going to run and, because that shows I can't handle what I'm giving out. I got to face my fear. Fear stands for two things. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise, right? So I always say, instead of disappearing, to stop repressing feelings, face everything and rise. Let's talk about another step. A lot of people who repress feelings often say, I'm fine. Fearful, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. I've never seen a fine person in my life, right? I'm definitely not fine. I go through a whole range of emotions, right? I'm a Pisces, right? I'm pretty calm. But a lot is going through my mind. I'm a dreamer. Whenever you trap your imagination, you are repressing your feelings. And a lot of us have a trapped imagination because we have a sensor on our mind. We have told ourselves we can't think like this, we can't do this. And that was me along my early journey. I used to work a 12-hour day. And say, people would say, Ralph, how are you? 9 hours in. I'm fine. I'm fine. Come off it. Of course I wasn't fine. But I had to say I'm fine so people could see me like, hey, I'm doing good. No. You see, when you just say I'm fine to cover how you're really feeling, that's just a defense mechanism to keep you out of touch of your emotions. Low motion this side. So I often tell people this. Look, if you are repressing feelings or you know someone who's doing that, don't ask them, how are you? Ask them, how are you feeling? Because if you ask them, how are you? They'll just give a point blank statement. I'm fine. That's just so surface level, shallow like, right? So to really connect with people on a deeper level, you have to ask them, how are you feeling? Right? And then they'll probably say, well, I'm pretty tired. That's a lot better. That will actually help them to stop repressing their feelings. And even ask yourself, right? Am I really fine? What other words are there besides fine? Thankful. Working towards a better life. Right? Grateful. Right? Could do better. Getting there. That's it. Now the emotions are pouring out. And that will help you. Because a lot of, once again, repressed feelings are programs stored in the subconscious mind, which are on repeat. Repressed feelings are programs in the subconscious mind, which are on repeat. So you've got to actually learn how to start reprogramming your subconscious mind. We'll come to that later. Actually, we already did a video on that. Check it out. What's another step? Now, if you need to cough, cough. What it boils down to, are you someone, now listen very closely. If I was to ask you, what do you feel about the world you're living in right now? It's amazing. It's so positive, right? Chances are you are repressing your feelings. That used to be me. A lot of the times along my early journey, I used to put a positive spin on absolutely everything. I'm trapped in an elevator. It happened for a reason for me to look at up at, oh my gosh, there's nothing up there. To listen to the elevator music, oh, it's actually pretty boring because they're not playing Bossa Nova today. Terrible, right? I say I'm a realist. I realize life is beautiful and life is very ugly. It's a total contrast, right? Life is fantastic. At the same time, life is terrible. That's how I see things in the contrast. Because life is art. Great art is full of contrast. Life is the light and the dark. The good, the bad, and the ugly. When you start to not sugarcoat what is really happening in the world, I've spoken about third eye, pineal gland, spirit guides. I'm diving deep into past lives. I'm giving you the real deal. Talking about the fifth dimension, right? Talking about marijuana, all kinds of stuff. I'm not just talking about singing Kumbaya under a tree. That's why this channel is reaching millions of people. We are nearly at over 1 billion minutes watched on this channel. Can we have a moment of silence? Right? So it's only because I'm diving into so many different areas. And to stop really repressing feelings, you got to go straight to the core. You got to be the rough, rugged, and raw, baby. Right? And say, actually, the world isn't just positive, because certain times, even you might be going through certain experiences and just say you're trying to think of something positive to take from it. And that's great. But at the same time, that could also be a defense mechanism for you. Could also be a defense mechanism for you to start repressing what really happened. So let's just say you were in a little accident. Someone says, oh, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. But are you really? You could actually say, I was in a big accident and actually I bruised myself a bit and it wasn't pleasant at all. It wasn't pleasant. But I'll get through it. That's a lot more realistic. That will actually help you stop repressing your feelings, as opposed to just saying, it's all positive because it was meant to happen. No, it wasn't, right? Well, actually, maybe it was, but then talk about how you really feel. Okay, and it goes to, let's talk about the last step, which is a lot of people have this, what I call the hard shell, right? The hard glass shell at that, right? That's why a lot of people repress a lot of, they repress a lot of feelings on the planet, because we have been conditioned, many of us on this planet, to have this super, this super hard exterior. So I was under that program for a long time. I was like, hey Ralph, you can't smile, because smiling is a sign of weakness. People are going to see you as a pushover. So I used to sometimes always just appear like this stone face, like I'm like got this hard exterior. But check this out. The more I began to smile is the more I began to connect with millions of people, because I was connecting to them on a subconscious level, right? The harder you appear, that's like a no-no to people, right? It's actually working against you. So even though you're trying to repress, you're under that program of repressing those feelings to just be hard all the time, it's actually working against you. Men have been told in this society, you can't cry, you can't show any emotion. I counsel a lot of guys, a lot of women too, and a lot of guys say, Ralph, I just want to cry sometimes. I'm like, just cry. Cry me a river. And they do that. It's a lot of water everywhere. Okay? You got to learn how to feel. Many people on the planet have become desensitized and tapped out of their emotions. And it's time to get back into your emotions. And it's time to feel again. And once you start feeling, you become very vulnerable. That's what we want. That's what I want you to be, right? I want you to be very vulnerable. I'm vulnerable all the time, and that's why I'm so powerful. The strongest people on the planet are the most vulnerable, because it takes more strength to be open than it does to be closed. Slow motion inside. So just look at it like this. To stop repressing your feelings, realize you don't have to be this super tough person. And a lot of women too have adopted the program, I have to be this super tough woman. No, you don't. Just relax, let the divine feminine flow through you. And once again, that will be working in your favor, because that's so attractive. Let yourself go. Breathing in that good ass prana. Feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? And have a beautiful day. We're out here in nature. Happy holidays, and shout out to the amazing deep divers out there. I see you. Have a beautiful day. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. You.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
All right, guys. Welcome back. This is a Motivational Classroom with Haruthi Oracle. And that was a YouTube lecture by Ralph Smart, How to Stop Repressing Your Feelings. Now, for those who just tuned in into the lecture, you know, kind of halfway in the middle, like, we pretty much, you know, please go back and catch the beginning because, you know, I pretty much gave my breakdown of the whole classroom, really, you know what I mean, in my first 15 minutes before the actual clip played. But, guys, I mean, that was powerful, you know what I mean, and the YouTube clips that I use is, you know, I'm like, okay, what does the world need today? You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I get them in advance days, but this one just came this, you know, as I woke up, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, we'll just go with this. No, I'm lying. This actually was one that came the other day. This one, yeah. It was another one that I'm probably going to have for y'all tomorrow. We'll see. The universe will let me know when to give it to y'all. But first of all, smile. You know what I mean? Just smile, breathe, you know that it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? A lot of us repress, you know, man, repressed emotions is by far one of the hardest. I don't like to use hard. I like to use, we got to start reprogramming ourselves when it comes to these words, y'all, too. You know what I mean? These words, these spells, you know what I'm saying, that we're casting, right? So, you know, it's not hard. You know, we're not trying. You know what I mean? We turn trying into doing, and we turn hard into challenging, right? You know what I mean? And we turn late into divine timing, right? You know what I mean? And as I like to use, the cosmic clock. You know what I mean? Because, see, we live in a we live under a European paradigm. You know, I'm just keeping it real. We're living under a European paradigm that we are shifting away from. So we have to let go of all of that shit. And that includes how we, you know, been taught. You know what I'm saying? And I mean in every way, y'all. We got to reprogram. That's what Ralph was talking about reprogramming your mind. We have to start reprogramming our mind, and we have to do it now. Okay? So in any little way that you can, please start to practice. You know what I mean? Just those little things. What I gave you are just little things. You know what I'm saying? But the little things start to, you know, you start to reprogram the big shit in your life, right? Because the subconscious mind, guys, is very, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to do a lecture on subconscious mind. Yep. Subconscious mind, because I promise y'all, I mean, I have said it in many broadcasts, you know what I'm saying, how important getting in tune with your subconscious mind is, because that is, the subconscious mind dominates your whole reality, baby, period. And if you're not in tune, if you're just conscious, you know, how many of you, a lot of y'all claim to be conscious, you know, but how many of y'all subconsciously in tune? Okay? So we have to be subconsciously in tune with what the fuck is going on with inside of us, right? So, you know, I'm not going to even say pardon my language because this is coming from my root. You know what I'm saying? So perceive it how you perceive it. Now, how to start with, okay, that was tight. I mean, hey, here is one point in one affirmation. You know what I'm saying? I am ecstatic that I don't have to repress my emotions anymore. You know what I mean? I am ecstatic that, you know, speaking into as it's already happened. You know what I mean? Not like I need to learn how to stop repressing my emotions. I need to try to do more work or no. I am doing more work. I am happy that I am doing my spiritual work. I am happy that I am getting in tune with my subconscious mind. See, when it comes to affirmations, you also have to put feeling behind it. You know, I'm happy that I'm alive. You know, I asked people yesterday, and I let them make it. But I asked them yesterday, you know, what are you happy? Are you happy? That's what I asked. Are you happy? And a lot of people, you know, like, not only are you happy, you know, you can't come with that shit on why you're happy. You know, you got to tell me why the fuck you happy, right? Like, ain't no half shit, you know, when it comes to talking to me, right? So when I asked them why they're happy, you know, they was like, you know, I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy, you know, all these cliches, you know. I'm happy to, you know, my house, my car, my house, yeah. You know, and I get it, you know. And one girl even, One girl even said, you know, I'm happy that my direct deposit hit today. Okay, I get it. You know, and my reply was, you know, oh, my God, that is awesome. Temporary validation, you know what I'm saying? External validation, you know, that it, the temporary happiness of external validation, that is just amazing, you know. And, yes, I was very sarcastic because she know better. You know what I mean? But, you know, guys, you know, I'm not trying to talk down on anyone, but for real, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That is, maybe I should have reworded the post, you know, like your internal happiness. You know what I'm saying? What, you know, that shit that comes from the root, y'all. You know what I mean? That's the happiness that I was going for. You know what I mean? Man, in doing your work, I'm telling y'all, in doing your work and in accepting all of you, you know what I mean? Just especially your flaws, man, say. You know what I'm saying? That it is, that happiness comes from the core, and I promise you guys, in experience, you know what I mean? You know, you just, there's nothing like I can't even fucking explain it. It's just something that you have to feel. You know what I mean? Something that you definitely have to feel at your core. You know, so we're talking about Motivational Classroom with Haruda Oracle. This is how to stop repressing your feelings. So if any of you guys are struggling with your feelings, you're struggling for help, you know, you want to know how, you know what I'm saying, call me. 929-477-3423. Be sure that you're pressing 1. I do see a caller in the queue. I will get to you in a moment. But, yeah, guys, this is a time now. We're living in a paradigm now to where we have to start to get in tune with our emotions or we will literally die. A slow death. Well, see, I mean, you have a living death, okay? And see, a living death is one of the worst deaths you can ever experience, baby. And a lot of y'all going through that right now. So, yeah, let me go ahead and take this caller just to see if they're just listening or if they want to add or have a question.
And
all right. Erica 929-294, do you have a question? Go ahead.
Good morning. No, I was just listening in. Thank you.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. All right, guys, I appreciate you guys for listening in. If you guys had just tuned in, you know what I'm saying, be sure that you go back to the beginning because there's a lot of information that we covered already. So some of the as far as my notes, we'll get into our notes. To be vulnerable is to be powerful. Now, a lot of you guys, please note that vulnerability is your greatest strength, y'all. See, that's that subconscious programming that vulnerability is weakness and that we shouldn't see. Society taught us, our parents taught us, and, you know, forgive them. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, they only taught what they knew. You know what I'm saying? If they knew better, they would have did better in some cases. You know what I'm saying? Some of them just really don't give a fuck. But, you know, hey, that's neither here nor there, right? But anyhow. You know, being vulnerable, guys, it's going to be very, very key and very, very important for you guys to be vulnerable at this time and now. And see, the energy that's, you know, Age of Aquarius and the energy that we're in right now, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be protected. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, that's the energy in motion that's going on right now. So, you know, it's going to be okay for you to shed all of those layers, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be okay for y'all to shed those layers. Now is the time for you guys to do it. And there are so many healers and so many spiritual practitioners out here, you know, on this platform alone. You know, myself, Jamila, you know what I mean? Who else is a practitioner? Yeah, I think just myself and Jamila. So if you want to contact me, you know what I mean? My information is in the show notes. Also, I put my Facebook business page there, you know, for you to check out the reviews, you know, listen to people. My readings are very impactful, y'all. And I've tried to make it affordable. Not try. I make it affordable, right? You see that program? You see how I just caught myself? I just told y'all, you know what I'm saying, about trying. But you see how encoded it is within us? That example that just happened is what we have to do. We have to catch ourselves in those very moments. And then we have to redirect. You know what I mean? So you see how I had to redirect instead of using try, I said do? Because the reality of it is I am doing. You know what I'm saying? So as far as the impact that I've had on many lives already, you know what I'm saying, just started my business. And, you know, my business is a baby, just 2015, 16, 17, 18. Oh, wow, going on 4 years. It'll be 4 years in May. Wow. But, guys, you know, it wasn't easy. You know, I had to go through a lot to get here, right? And each year my business takes off in such a different level. I'm excited. Anyway, so, guys, if you need help, please contact me. My email is there. I am the host, Haru, and the assistant services by Haru at gmail.com is my Gmail. And if you guys, you know, say that it's not affordable for you, just know that I will work with you because, you know, it's not about the money for me. You know what I'm saying? It's about did you get the message? Did you get what you need in order to transmute your life? That's what it's about with me, the intention. You know, fuck the money. You know, I don't give a damn. You know, money comes to me abundantly anyway. So, you know, what, you know, for whatever lack, there is never any lack, but for lack of better words, right, for any lack, I will always be compensated in other ways, right? Anyway, so back to the notes. Now, fear. You know, we look at fear. See, perception. Perception is also key. How are we perceiving things, right? You have to be note, okay, am I perceiving this situation in a negative way? You know what I mean? Like, am I not seeing that this situation could definitely benefit me? This situation may not feel good to me right now. I may not understand or overstand what the fuck is really going on right now. But y'all can vouch for this. When y'all go through y'all shit, you always look back and say, you know what? That situation that didn't feel good is what helped me to reach this next level. See, we don't see that in the moment. A book that all of y'all need to get is Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth. But I want to get you. A lot of y'all need to learn how to live in the now, baby. Because a lot of y'all holding on to yesterday. A lot of y'all holding on to last month. A lot of y'all holding on to last year. You know what I'm saying? We got to let that shit go. Y'all better go back and listen to Keisha's show last night. You know what I mean? She talked about letting go. Okay? That's what we doing here at Hanson Awareness Radio. We bringing it, baby. All of that art that we have, all of that music that we have inside of us is now being played here on Hanson Awareness Radio. So make sure you're following the show. Make sure that you join the Facebook group. If anything, make sure that you join the Facebook group and follow the show. You can get email updates when we're going live, when our next show, all that, right? Whew, okay. Guys, anything that we repress will resurface. If we continue to repress and suppress our emotions, guys, we thinking, and me, I use alcohol for years, you know, well over 20 years, alcoholic, you know what I mean? So, but here's the thing. My shit kept coming back to the surface, you know. My shit was after that bending night and, you know, after that drug bender or, you know, that alcohol bender or whatever, guess what was still there? My shit. You know what I mean? So, like, any sex is another thing a lot of y'all use. You know, like, all of these external things are not going to work. You know what I mean? And until we realize that, guys, we can't free ourselves. We can't release ourselves. You know what I mean? So if you're not ready to deal with your shit, baby, I just want to let you know it's going to be hell on earth for you. Okay? So please reach out to people. Ask for help. Admit to yourself that you need help. We can't do it alone, guys. And I'm one of those independent people. You know what I'm saying? So where I figure the shit out myself. Oh, no, buddy. Life had to teach my ass and whoop and beat my ass a few times, you know what I'm saying, for me to rip. And I still go at it, you know, with the universe. I got it, you know. But hell no. You know what I'm saying, guys? We have to ask for help. We have to admit that we need help. Know your self-worth. That takes time, baby. Just like loving yourself, it takes time. Again, anything that I'm telling you, if you need help on the how-to, please email me. But go back and listen to our broadcast where me and Fed did a self-worth. It was a morning motivational episode, and we did self-love, excuse me, how to. So we're not going to tell you what to do. We're going to teach you how to do it, all right? All right, so do not beat yourself up. Oh, well, no, no, no. The question was, do you beat yourself up a lot? So if you're one of those that beat yourself up a lot, and I mean internally, you know what? There's another podcast. I'm getting so many ideas as I'm just talking. Subconscious mind and self, your self-thought. So those self-thoughts, right? You know those self-thoughts that we have that are on autopilot? Have any of you just woken up and just a floodgate of negative shit was just, you know, from yesterday, from last month, from last year, all that shit just came all at once, and then you woke up and you were just like in a foul mood and you just didn't even understand why. It was your subconscious, baby. It was your subconscious. And the reason why you don't know why is because you're not in tune deeply with your subconscious. This is why you got to research and study the subconscious mind and how it operates and how it works. There is a book. Let me go to my library. Where is it? I got so many books. Here you go. All right. So the book is called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, The Breakthrough Program for Conquering Anxiety, Depression, Over-Obsessiveness, Anger, and Impulsiveness. Yeah, this is a great book, and it's by Daniel G. Amen, whatever, and he's an MD. So, again, the book is called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Now, this is going to give you, some feedback. Okay, I got to go soon. Damn, I got an appointment. Okay, so, yeah, this is going to give you some feedback, guys, on how the brain operates and how it works. You know what I mean? So, yeah, be clear. It's very important for you to be clear. Okay, baby, I'm going to teach you. I know you're listening. I'm going to teach you, okay, baby? So she asks, how do I get in touch with my subconscious mind? That is going to be another topic. Yeah, absolutely. I actually just wrote it down in my notes. And I'm going to teach on that. I don't know when, because the universe tells me what to teach, you know, intuitively on each, you know, on each segment. So I don't know when I'm going to teach that. But, you know, baby, I'll teach you privately. And but Bruce Lipton, guys, you know, to answer that question for the public, Bruce Lipton is a great teacher. Look him up on YouTube, Bruce Lipton. And he has type in Bruce Lipton subconscious mind. You know what I'm saying? And he will definitely guide you and help you, you know what I mean, when it comes to the subconscious mind. Great teacher, scholar, and Ralph Smart, too. You know, type in Infinite Waters, you know, subconscious mind, you know, and Ralph, you know, just go ahead and do your little research on it. But if you want to get deeper, you know, a more one-on-one, hands-on, you know what I'm saying, email me, you know, book a session with me, you know what I mean? Like, don't be scared, right? But, guys, go back also and listen to my classroom statement on The Four Agreements. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's also a great book. But The Four Agreements is great, guys, because, see, we have to be clear. We have to be clear with ourselves and what's going on with inside of ourselves, y'all. We have to be clear. I cannot stress you how important that is. And when I say clear, I mean clear. Not when I say your shit, I don't mean that in a bad way. You know what I'm saying? Because our shit is a collective of hurts, pains, mistreatments. You know what I mean? That's the breeding ground for our shit. The things that we've encountered along the way, the things that we didn't know how to balance, the love that we didn't receive, all of that. I'm not going to cry. That was deep. Yeah, you're welcome, baby. Yep, you're welcome. You're so welcome, love. But, yeah, I got to run. But, guys, I want to leave you with this. Accept yourself 100%. A lot of you guys are embarking on shadow work, which is great. But, guys, accept yourself 100%. I promise you, when you start to learn to love and accept and acknowledge your shadow side, man, study shadow work. Debbie Ford is a scholar, you know, on shadow work. And Carl Jung, too. But I like Debbie Ford's work because Debbie Ford is more hands-on. Carl Jung is more clinical. You know, like if you're taking psych classes in college and stuff like that. He's more on a clinical level, but at a base level, you guys need to do day before work. But if you're taking psychology, you know what I'm saying, definitely study Carl Jung as well. Yeah, guys, we also got to let go of, you know, what others think. You know, are we trying to fit into a society, or are we trying to fit into a mold, you know what I mean, or are we? You know, take responsibility of your own programs, you know what I'm saying? This is the how-to, you know, as far as what happened. Am I under a program? You know, am I under a spell? You know, Holographic Universe, Michael Tolbert is another great book. I'm just dropping gems. You know that there are no mistakes. There are only lessons. You will receive that wisdom in Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth, which is a book that I dropped at the beginning when I came back from the song. There are no mistakes. There are only lessons. See, that's a perception change. You see that? You know what I'm saying? So the perception was, you know, damn, I made a mistake, I got to try again. No, baby. You know, something happened. You know, life happened. You know what I mean? I learned from it. And, hey, we may fuck up again. You know, for me, you know what I'm saying? I sometimes, at times in my journey, would fuck up on purpose so that I could learn the lesson. You know what I mean? Because I knew that this lesson was repeating itself. So, you know, I would just submit to my fuck-ups, you know what I'm saying, to figure out what the fuck life was trying to teach me. And I promise you, each time that I, you know, was vulnerable, that's what I meant, each time I was vulnerable to my fuck-ups, that's when shit started to happen, y'all. And that's a part of acceptance. See, the acceptance is the answer to all of our perceived problems. Because, again, there are no mistakes, there are only lessons, but there are also no problems, there are only solutions. That's the perspective change that I spoke about, right? So, I can see myself and feel myself being a professor at a university that is black-owned, right? That for melanated people to join, like what Dr. Umar was trying to do, right? I'm just talking, but she's kind of speaking that shit into existence. So whoever want to start the university, come on, let's go. Like a different type of university, right? Not teaching this curriculum bullshit that they've been teaching us and lying to us for years. Like, all right, guys, I love y'all to life, guys. I hope that you got something out of this AM Motivation classroom with Haru the Oracle, guys. Remember, you know your worth. Know that knowing your worth is going to come through, you know, your vulnerability. Understand that your vulnerability is your power, right? And, guys, remember to smile. When is the last time you smiled, right? So, yeah, guys, until next time, please join me. I attempt to do these each morning at 10 a.m. Do not hold me to consistency as far as doing them daily, because there are some days that I do not. Please, again, follow our Facebook group, because I do post them in there. And also just, you know, kind of stay tuned to the show. Follow the show on Blog Talk, you know what I mean? And you'll see. But, you know, the goal is to get these done on each day at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So please look out for what I am doing next. And, yeah, guys, peace and love. I hope you enjoyed the show, guys. And remember to smile. Peace and love. Shine.
nothing.